I'm Michael Sparks. I'm the CEO for Florida Citrus Mutual. Florida Citrus Mutual is a trade organization. We represent over 6,000 growers. Most of our activity centers on grower legislative issues in Washington, D.C. and Tallahassee, Florida. Today we were asked to, and it was a pleasure to speak to the Florida Senate Agriculture Committee. And my role was to introduce or acquaint them with the current status of the Florida citrus industry. It's not a pretty picture. Over the last decade, we have lost acreage, we have lost citrus production, all due to a dreaded disease, Honglongbing, also referred to as citrus greening. The challenges have been significant. Production costs are up to the Florida citrus grower, and unfortunately, it's taken its toll on jobs and the economic impact that Florida citrus has on the state of Florida. Even recognizing that our crop is down over 60% from the prior 10 years, there's still a glimmer of optimism. Florida citrus growers have survived the freezes and diseases and canker, other pests and diseases in the past, and will whip HLB in the future. But right now, our whole future revolves around research. Part of the presentation was the new news coming out of research, where there was heat therapy on the groves, new rootstocks, and Dr. Harold Browning did an excellent job on providing some of the research results that can get behind the tractor. The Senate Agriculture Committee was thanked for the general revenue contribution, a financial contribution they made, which supplement the growers' taxes that help fund the research. So the future is based on research and incentives for the grower to get trees back in the ground. The bottom line is we need 30 million trees planted in the next 10 years just to get back to where we were prior to HLB.